You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it says 17 degrees, but I'm pretty sure it's warmer than that in Flemington with sunny skies. Forecast for today is sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, it will be mostly sunny, then a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m. with a high of 45. And then for the weekend, it's going to be the mid to upper 40s and the low 50s with a 40% chance of rain on Saturday and a 50% chance on Sunday.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. Happy New Year! On today's show, we'll tell you all about Knitters Unite. Maker's Day 2016 is on the horizon. We'll give you details about this fun event. Adults can now join a winter reading club called Read a Latte. Jennifer goes down to the river, though she knows the river is dry. We'll give you a rough overview of events HAL is planning in 2016, all that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
You might have noticed we're heavy Bruce starting today. Do you know why? Any idea?
I don't.
Bruce is touring starting in a couple days.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Do you
have
tickets?
It's the 35th anniversary of the River.
Do you have
album.
Tickets?
That's a good story. I'll get to that.
Okay. Before we start, I want to thank you very much, and Kara, for filling in on the 17th.
Oh, yeah. Did you listen up? Did you listen to our show?
I did.
Oh, how was it?
It was good. And
I didn't listen to it yet.
Oh, it was really good.
Oh.
It's good. And I have to say publicly, and I told you privately, but I'm touched that you read
The Christmas that was your Carol. Tradition. We can't let
it
traditions
is.
Die, Jennifer.
I know, but I suspect you had to go back and listen to an older program to hear what I read.
Well, I looked up the last line of
Dickens.
Because I thought that's what it was. Was it close?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't
no, it was perfect.
Exact.
It was exactly.
Oh, okay.
So I was very touched by it. I know I told you.
If you missed that show, you might want to check out the archives. Kara and I did some live singing, which I always try to get Jennifer to do.
Yeah,
and Kara has the threat of being punished, so she had to do it.
But I do want to say, I do have a follow-up. You said one of the things I was doing.
Okay.
Ed Asner was born on November 15th, 1929. He was a former president of the Screen Actors Guild. I have 150 facts, I think.
Do you?
I do.
You actually did it. What did I say, 250?
You said 250.
I was poking fun at Jennifer so she can get very detailed about people have archived the Maureen O'Hara show.
Yes.
And you'll know exactly what I mean.
So, yes.
Well, what's the funnest? Give me the one funnest fact that I didn't know about Ed Asner.
The funnest fact?
What don't I know about Ed Asner?
He worked the assembly line for General Motors.
What was his career break? What did he first start? Was it Mary Tyler Moore?
He was the playwright. Playwrights Theater Company in Chicago, and then he made guest appearances on Compass, The Second City, precursor of The Second City. He was in Threepenny Opera.
Comedian?
Not really. Yeah, I guess Mary Tyler Moore was his big.
So, what is your favorite Ed Asner role? Is it Lou Grant in the Mary Tyler Moore Show? What is it, Jennifer?
I'd have to say Santa Claus and Elf.
He was good in that, even though Jennifer's not a fan. I actually like him in another Christmas movie. It was a made-for-TV movie from the 70s, The Gathering. One of my favorites. Hard to find these days. Okay. But he's The Gathering. He was a dying man who was estranged from his family, and he had to bring his family back together for
Why do I think I've seen this?
A Christmas. It was Maureen Stapleton played his wife.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Harrison. There was a couple young actors in there that went on to make a name for themselves. But an excellent movie that's completely forgotten at Christmas time. See, we're already talking about Christmas. It's only 350-something days away. We're getting there. So back to Bruce Springsteen, Jennifer. So he's touring again to support the River album that came out 35 years ago.
Wow.
I didn't know this, but I saw they had a special on HBO about it. He lived less than 3 miles away from me during that time of
really?
His life. Yes, his family had moved to Freehold, and he rented a house on Telegraph Hill Road in Holmdel.
Really?
And that's where he wrote Darkness on the Edge of Town and The River.
And for those of you who are new to the show and have never heard before, Jim and I are both from Monmouth County.
Monmouth County, New Jersey. So Bruce was right around the corner.
I might sure
have,
was.
Could have bumped into him in the shop right or something.
Maybe when you were graduating from high school at the Art Center, he was there.
Could be. That was 2 years later. I don't know if he moved on by then. The River was right around 1980. Okay. So he was there then. I was in high school driving. I probably...
Probably passed him.
Maybe. Or a member of the East Street Band. Kind of cool that it was that close.
You know, I have to say, Danny Federici went to 100 Central.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband knew him in grammar school and high school. And he would play
cool.
the accordion. So now every time we're out, it's mostly when we're out someplace and we hear... Band Dan, have you been good from Santa Claus is Coming to Town? It's kind of goosebumpy feeling. These people around you who don't know who really, they know him as Danny Federici.
Right, but around here he's
yeah.
Flemington's own Danny Federici.
So that's kind of...
And I did get tickets, unfortunately, because the tickets sold out in 2 minutes.
Right.
I had a chance to go to either Philly, Newark, or New York. They also had 2 minutes. I got three. It's a desperation move.
Where are you going?
Albany.
Oh, my goodness. When are you going to Albany?
It's a Monday night.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm either going to sell the tickets or something else comes up. If not, I think I'm trudging up to Albany.
Go to Albany.
Yes.
You remember the old days when you used to have to start dialing at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it's kind of like this with a computer, but all those secondary ticket outlets have machines, and they just sweep them all up immediately. So I may be going to Albany.
When are you thinking?
The capital of New York. It's February 8th.
Oh, dear.
I think he kicks off the concert this weekend, the tour this weekend in Pittsburgh.
We'll have to check out the...
you want to go? I might have an extra ticket.
We'll have to check out the weather in Albany.
Did you get my reference to Bruce in the beginning? Jennifer goes down to the river, though she knows the river is dry?
Yes, but then I immediately went to Bruce Springsteen and the River of Dreams.
Oh, Billy Joel, you mean?
I mean Billy Joel.
Yes, of course.
I know.
So hopefully anybody out there got some Bruce Springsteen tickets. And I'm anxious to see River is one of my favorite albums. Been a big Bruce fan since
I always like
before
the earlier
Born to Run.
Things. Yeah.
Yes. So.
Earlier.
Okay. Well, this is the Library Show, Jennifer. Yes. And we got a lot coming up for 2016. We'll tell you some of the major events. Jennifer's holding something in her hand.
I'm holding the deconstructed or maybe the reconstructed January bookmark.
I'm making you work for it this month.
It's puzzle pieces. And Jennifer, yes, indeed, did cut out all the puzzle pieces, tabs and all. Jeremiah cut out, roughly cut them out and put it together. He was the other person I knew who would do it.
So our bookmarks of the Hunter County Library, spelled the name of the month cryptically.
Yes.
This month, it's a puzzle, unassembled
puzzle.
That you need, if you want to get the payoff, you have to actually cut it out and put it together yourself.
Now, neither Jeremiah nor I could find HCL in here.
I got this idea, actually, again, from the circulation desk, who ran down a list of faux holidays, and one of them was Jigsaw Puzzle Day in January.
Very nice. Is it a program, or did you actually have to draw it and draw a puzzle and cut it out?
No, I got the puzzle pieces, put something over top of it, then deconstructed it myself.
Very nice.
Laid it haphazardly.
Is there an HCL in here?
There isn't, actually. I was going to put one on the side of just making the people work that hard was enough.
Yes, so it does work.
So if you'd like to see all of the HCL bookmarks dating back to October 1987, there's one for every month.
Did you hang up 2015 yet?
No, I'm having trouble with my printer. It's not printing correctly. I have them all.
Oh, dear.
I might need a new printer or an ink cartridge. We'll see. We'll go down that road later. But we have some programs already starting, Jennifer.
We do.
Let's start with tonight. We have one about keeping your New Year's resolutions. It's very topical. It's with Barry Wilson of the Hypnosis Counseling Center. Many of us choose the new year to make a new start. Most of us, do you have a New Year's resolution, by the way?
I do not.
No?
No sense in setting yourself up for disappointment.
Most of us make New Year's resolutions, Jennifer. Almost none of us keep them. It's not that we don't want to. It's that we are usually very sincere. The problem is we try to tough it out alone using sheer willpower. There's many aids, Jennifer, hypnosis being one of them. So Barry's going to explain how hypnosis may be able to help you, not just with weight loss or smoking, or what else can it help you with?
Becoming more assertive.
Becoming more assertive.
Being more organized.
Okay, we can go down that road. I'm not going to add to that.
Please don't.
So this is tonight, Thursday, January 7th at 7 p.m. Just come on by at 7 p.m. Meet Barry. He's a good guy. I know him. I used to play basketball with him, actually. He actually used to help, interesting story about Barry, he used to help NBA and college basketball players that had sports psychologists used to help them with free throws.
Interesting.
Because it's an interesting thing. Basketball, about shooting free throws is easy. It should be. A lot of people have trouble doing that. So
he
called himself the foul shot doc. I don't know if he still does that or not, actually.
Well, come to the library tonight and ask Barry.
Yes, if you need help with your free throws, if you're a basketball player, you might get an added bonus.
We should do something like that. I mean, we should pitch the program like that.
Really?
I think so.
But this is New Year's, Jennifer.
I know, but
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
You think that would help?
It would be a different angle.
By the way, a couple anniversaries today and yesterday, Jennifer. Today, did you know it's Epiphany, right? But it's also called Three Kings Day.
Yes.
Didn't know that from my friend Kiko. Our friend Kiko told me it was Three Kings Day.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right. When that's when the kings arrived at the manger?
Yes, but was it really three? Yeah. Were they really kings? No, they were magi, sorcerers, astronomers.
What? No, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
There was not three?
Who says there's three? The song says there's three.
Who says there's three? Everybody I've ever talked to.
Right, but...
who says there's not three? Were there less or more?
They're not enumerated in the Bible.
Oh. Were they named?
If...
I mean enumerated, but do they give names of people that were there?
Some people know the names
of them. Is the Bible the only source of this story?
I don't know. I can't tell. I can't answer that.
But Kiko is from Puerto Rico, and that's where holiday is...
Of course. No, it's a bigger holiday.
Bigger than Christmas, he said.
Yes, yeah.
So he said something about they leave straw for the camels or something like that by their bed, like grass.
Possibly, yeah.
Water and grass or something by their beds for the camels.
That must be horrible to clean up in the morning. Is Kiko married?
Yes, Kiko is
married. I would assume his wife put a stop to that practice.
I don't know. She's practical. She's from Puerto Rico as well, I believe.
It's kind of messy, though.
Well, if you put it in something, you just... I guess. The camels eat
That's
it, Jennifer.
That's true.
It's clean it up
yeah,
for
but,
you.
Yeah, but okay. So since we're on the subject, you know, Santa Claus eats the cookies.
Right.
You know, did Santa Claus always eat the cookies in your house?
Did he always eat all of them?
No, but did he always make an effort to eat some
yes,
of them
so of it,
and drank some of the milk?
Yes.
So,
Forgot to... Oh, we didn't leave out cookies this year.
Well, no wonder he didn't show up at your house. So who's going to eat the, you know...
Okay, go ahead.
So the camel, you know, are you going to eat the camel?
Just, oh.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, carrots for the Easter Bunny are one thing, but straw for the camel?
I thought you were going somewhere
else. Just in
else
case there's children
I'm
listening.
I'm go down that road. I thought, like, the camel would leave something behind.
Oh, no.
I thought that's where you were going.
I would not go that way. This is a family show. Do the ninth beat, and then we can do the commercials.
Okay, Saturday, January 9th. I actually got two more, then we're up to date.
All
there's
right.
two more programs before our next radio show. Saturday, January 9th, this is the NCB Saturday Winter Concert Series. I believe this is the first one in the series.
It is.
From Jazz to Soul, songs from the 1930s through 1970s with Rhonda Dene. She'll take you on a musical journey from the era when the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, graced the stage, all the way up to Gladys Knight, Jennifer. With Mary Wells and Martha and the Vandellas, Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, all mixed in as well. So this sounds interesting. You please come to the North County branch tonight. Oh, not tonight. I'm sorry. Saturday, January 9th at 2 p.m. Special afternoon concert, 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 9th, to hear from Jazz to Soul with Rhonda Dene.
And on, actually, there's two more programs.
Go ahead.
Tuesday night, the North County Branch Library Book Discussion Group begins at 7 p.m. With Nickel and Dimed by Barbara Ehrenrich. So if you've read that and want to discuss it, or haven't read it and would like to read it and come discuss it, stop by the library on Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
And our first Workforce Wednesday for the new year is at the North County branch on Wednesday, January 13th at 1 p.m. They'll be discussing stress management. I think that's self-explanatory. This program is held in collaboration with the Greater Raritan Workforce Investment Board of Somerset and Hunterdon Counties. So once again, Wednesday, January 13th at 1 p.m. if you need help with stress management on your job.
Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break, come back with Today in History, which I did play along at home when I listened to the archives. And I think I sent you a running tally. I didn't do that well. So maybe for January I will.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome to the library show. It's time for Today in History, everybody's favorite part of the show. Is it, Jennifer? Is it your favorite part?
It is my favorite part.
Is it really? I thought I was trying to make you look bad or something. But it's still your favorite. Okay, actually, there was one other anniversary today, for yesterday, today, and actually tomorrow, I think. 20 years ago, Jennifer, the blizzard of 96. Do you remember that?
I do.
Over 2 feet of snow, though. That's why I thought it was going to happen this winter. It still might, but I thought... Remember, I compared last summer to that summer, and we said, well, we had this huge blizzard. It happened on this date.
I'm very sorry for you.
Yeah, it was close this year.
Perfect.
I went to Midnight Mass right down the street.
Did you really?
I couldn't get into I missed the Midnight Mass at the Presbyterian Church. It was at 11 o'clock.
That used to be. We had a retired pastor, and we used to always call him. It was one of his pet peeves. We used to keep calling him something. So people had died, we used to always call him up.
Well, I was shocked. We pulled up to the Presbyterian Church at 11:30, and we're already halfway done. So they didn't want to go to the Catholic Church, and haven't been to the Catholic Church in a while.
It is so pretty.
I forgot how structured it is. And when did they change? And also with you. We made our mark though. My nephew dropped the collection plate all over the floor.
Well, thank you for not honking at your wife. But St. Michael is
very pretty
at Christmas.
Even though it didn't snow Christmas Eve, where am I leaving? Gosh, it begins with an R, but whatever. And because it was warm out, we were able to make a fire in our fire pit outside.
Nice.
It was nice that we drank and ate and sang Christmas carols. It was
and then went to church
very
drunk.
Fun.
No
and
wonder
then
you
I
dropped
went
the plate.
I didn't drop it. My nephew did.
I'm gonna so, play it again because we were still.
No, we don't play again. Okay, so we talked about the storm. Do you remember? I remember Tara, my daughter, was 4 months old. Not quite, almost 4 months old. When
I remember it was a Monday. Like, the library was closed on Monday.
I think Monday was the last day. I think it was over the weekend. Yeah. And then Monday. And then the schools were closed for another 3 days because they needed all that cooling. But it was impressive. So you think we'll get a storm like that this year? Okay, today in history, this time every morning, I ask Jennifer some... ask Quizzer about some events that happened on this date in years past, and also some people that born or died. Jennifer, once again, nothing thrilling here, nothing that... But let's see how you do. Today is January 7th, by the way. Let's go back to 1608. Jennifer, fire destroys the British Empire's first colony. Where was the British Empire's first colony? That was actually founded a year before. 1607.
For maybe by being a student, baby, I can win.
Yes, you
Jamestown.
Correct. Jamestown, Virginia. Very good. Okay, Jennifer, in 1904, the distress signal, this distress signal was established only to be replaced 2 years later by the commonly now known SOS. What was the original distress signal? CQD, which some people backronymed as Come Quickly Danger, whatever, but I think it's a French term. And SOS stands for what? I don't even know.
Save Our Ship, but I don't know if that's right.
That might be backronym, too. I like that. That's my new word for 2016, backronym. That means to, like, something that has an established acronym, you name it something else like this, as like, Save Our Souls or whatever. It's a backronym. Okay, that's all I have for events, Jennifer. Born or died on this date. Born in 1800. Any idea who our 13th president of the United States was? He was the last Whig president, actually the last president not to be affiliated with either the Democratic or Republican parties.
Johnson.
His initials are MF.
Oh, Millard Fillmore.
Very good. Anything about him? He was a soldier, loyal, and a lawyer as well. Anything else do we know about him?
Mm-mm.
I don't. I think he's always ranked. But I think he was very into anti-slavery, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
That's all I know about him. Sorry. Okay. Kind of on the same topic, Jennifer. In 1911, Butterfly McQueen was born.
Oh, she was the Gone with the Wind.
Correct. Not Mammy.
She said, don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
Correct. That wasn't Mammy. That was Prissy.
Prissy.
I'm looking for Prissy. That was the only role I know she was in, too. But she was a famous actress back in the 30s, 40s. Okay, died in 1943 on January 7th. Nikola Tesla.
He had something to do with electricity.
Something, yes.
but I don't know specifically.
Him and Edison. Tesla actually was, Edison kind of was like a propaganda campaign against Tesla. Tesla was alternating current. Edison was direct current, Jennifer. Edison played it off that alternating current was too dangerous, and Tesla was kind of, in his day, was kind of maligned. But now history shows that he actually was a brilliant man. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just talking, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's okay.
1946, Jan Wenner was born. Or Jan Wenner, J-A-N-N. Actually, I should have seen how to pronounce the name. Co-founder of a famous magazine. Rolling Stone.
Hmm.
Katie Kirk was born in 1957 on January 7th.
She's a TV host.
Longtime Today Show Today host. Show. I don't know what she does now.
Was she on The View or? I don't know.
Maybe.
News?
I wouldn't know. 1958, a scant year later, Jennifer. I don't know why I know this actress, but it's Linda Kozlowski. You'll never get this one. Why I remember what she did. She was famous for one role. She was in Crocodile Dundee movies as his wife. Anybody out there in Radioland got that one? Kudos to you. If Linda Kozlowski's listening, she might have even had trouble with that one. 1964, finally, Jennifer. Nicolas Cage is born.
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm. Seen one of his movies, and I'll count that as correct.
I know.
Really?
And I know I've seen him in...
My DVD tip for today, which I probably have done in the past, one of my favorite movies, a little gem of a movie made by the director of The Godfather, also made this little gem of a movie about a woman who goes back in time back to high school.
Oh, Peggy Sue Got Married.
Correct. Nicolas Cage was in that movie, Jennifer.
That's not what I think of him in, though.
Francis Ford Coppola directed Peggy Sue Got Married. He's been in a million things.
I know,
Jennifer.
And that's why I don't know why I can't come up with any.
We'll come up with that. But a great movie, Peggy Sue Got Married. We do have it in our library collection, so if you want to go on our webpage, aclibrary.us, and put it on hold, and then you watch it, all I can say is you're welcome. And it's got a haunting melody in that movie, Jennifer, that kind of makes you nostalgic for being back in high school. If you had the opportunity, Jennifer, to go back to high school, would you?
No.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really. I'm never nostalgic for high school.
I know, but then you could start over and you could change things. You had a good high school career. You were in the band.
Yes.
What didn't you like about high school? I'm a little surprised to hear this.
Just about everything.
Really?
Really.
Okay, something for not on the air?
No, it didn't.
I didn't have glory days in high school either.
You know what?
I enjoyed it fine enough, but.
It was such a big high school that unless you were like one of the top 10 or the bottom 10, you got lost.
Why didn't the bottom 10 get lost?
Well, because there was.
What was your clique, Jennifer?
I guess band.
Kiko Murillo, our loyal listener, did know who Linda Kozlowski was.
I'm sure he did.
In early 2016, kudos to Kiko.
I hope he didn't miss my 100.
So what was you were in the band click?
I guess, yeah.
Did the band go on trips? You went to Disney World once,
right? We
went
to Disney World, we went to England.
So the band click is kind of, did you go to band camp in the summer?
Oh, yes, it was always the hottest week in August.
And where was that at?
They made movies. No, it was in the high school.
No,
we just had the high school.
Oh, okay.
I think they do it differently now. Yeah, we were just in the.
And what instrument? Clarinet?
Mm-hmm. But I marched a baritone horn.
Cool. Can you bring in a clarinet sometime and play it on the radio?
Sure.
Could you? No, could you really?
I guess.
Awesome.
I'd have to. Well,
do you still have a clarinet?
I do.
All right. So stay tuned on a future library show. Jennifer, what song would you perform?
I don't know. I'd have to.
I think that would be great.
Do you?
Then I couldn't match it with. I can't play any instrument, which is one of the great regrets in my life.
Is it really?
I would have loved to learn how to play the guitar, the piano. Really would have.
You could still.
Jennifer plays a little piano too, by the way.
I do.
But I never did. It's actually, if I have to say, one of my regrets in life. That might be at or near the top of the list.
I can't imagine you have too many, Jim Thatch.
I don't actually. I have my wife to thank for that too. I'm being very sincere about that.
No, you are.
So, all right, where were we?
I do not
Did you have anything prepared?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Very good. Is it trivia?
It's not trivia.
Oh.
Sorry.
Does it have to do with Ed Asner?
No.
Okay.
Does that make you happy? There was an article in The New Yorker, and it was, oddly enough, it was on the 17th of December, the show I missed. And it's written by Catherine Schultz. And everybody knows I'm a big reader. Oh, and I have to say, we got a book in today, the readers of Broken Wheel recommend, and my review is on the inside cover. I'm so excited.
Wow.
I'm very excited. But I read mostly fiction. Catherine Schultz read a lot of nonfiction. And she started thinking about all the different things she learned, the best things she learned reading books. And actually, I don't believe they are all nonfiction. There are some fiction. But it all started when she read Elizabeth Colbert's book, The Sixth Extinction. 66 million years ago, when the asteroid that ended the Cretaceous period struck the Yucatan Peninsula, dinosaurs in Canada roughly had 2 minutes to live. Can you imagine that? You're not fascinated.
Say it one more time. I was trying to catch up with something for future.
I know. I'm sorry.
In the program. Say it one more time, because you were talking about dinosaurs.
When the asteroid struck the Yucatan Peninsula,
yes,
66 million years ago, mm-hmm, dinosaurs in Canada had 2 minutes to live.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's a fact?
Yeah.
You don't know if there were three kings or not.
Right.
Yet you know that dinosaurs in Canada had 2 minutes
to live. Well, that's what Elizabeth Colbert in The Sixth Extinction.
How is that possible? Why?
I guess because it was so massive.
But what killed them? Like an earthquake?
I guess the blowback, yeah. I mean, an asteroid, it's like fire, a fireball.
How many times? An asteroid's coming again at some point. There's been several asteroids of that size that have hit the Earth over the course of time.
I would think so. Now, you're not a big fiction reader.
No.
So when you read fiction, you don't get the urge to go.
But this isn't fiction.
No, it's not. But then she also talks about when she read The Thousand Autumns of Jacob de Zoet. She didn't know anything about the Japanese-Dutch relations, so she went and I was going to say, when we had Dara Horn, the author, on about the Geniza in Egypt, I was inspired to go read more about it. So anyway, so these are the 10 best facts she learned from books in 2015.
Okay.
Ian Fleming of James Bond, mm-hmm, fame. What else did you know what else he wrote?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. In 1961, while recuperating from a heart attack, is when he wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It was in between Goldfinger and Octopussy. And it was...
Oh, yeah?
Sort of, you know, just a...
Interesting.
Yeah. Take it easy. During the Civil War, Akiko might like this, a group of counties...
By the way, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, music, words and music by the Sherman Brothers.
Yes.
Always comes back to the Sherman Brothers.
Always comes back to the Sherman Brothers. During the Civil War, a group of counties in northern Alabama and eastern Tennessee rejected the Confederacy and tried to form a new state called Nickajack.
Really?
Really. And that is from Alabama, the history of a deep South state.
And what happened there? Their army was defeated in 4 minutes?
Pretty much.
Lee went right through and swept them up.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Aaron Burr's grandfather was named Jonathan Edwards. That's from Gore Vidal's book, Burr.
Aaron Burr is like the biggest jerk in American history.
Quite possibly.
But wasn't he the vice president that killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel?
He was.
And then he committed some kind of treason,
yes,
after that.
Correct.
Let's not talk about Aaron Burr. I'm still mad at him.
Okay. But, I mean, his grandfather was Jonathan Edwards, one of the most important religious leaders in early American history. So isn't that kind of ironic?
I don't know.
Speaking of preachers, the word poltergeist was coined by Martin Luther. And that's from Invisible, the Dangerous Allure of the Unseen. Unseen, 13 years after he posted his famous 95 theses on the doors of the church in Wittenberg, Martin Luther wrote a pamphlet listing 114 grievances against the Catholic Church. The fifth item, following closely on the heels of indulgences, which, by the way, I approve, was just one long word, poltergeists. He objected to the way the church used ghost stories to frighten congregants into holding multiple masses for the dead, supposedly to quiet their souls.
I might have to agree with him on that one.
So he coined the term, which literally means noisy spirits. Sadly, another word he liked for ghosts. This one derived from the German for rattle or rumple did not catch on in English, rumplegeist, which I sort of like.
Geist, there's actually a brewery in Cincinnati with something geist.
Oh, it all comes back to beer, Sherman Brothers and the beer. Those wrinkles you get
I'm
on
a very
your...
simple man, Jennifer.
Peter was an ordinary man. These wrinkles you get on your fingers and toes after a long bath are basically rain shreds. She assumed the answer was osmosis. Cynthia Barnett writes that researchers have known that people with nerve damage in their arms don't develop water wrinkles in their fingers.
And why do you need water wrinkles? What does that do? How does that benefit you?
It doesn't. It's just the wrinkling process is triggered by the autonomic nervous system. Wrinkles are an adaptation that helped our barefooted or barehanded ancestors navigate their environment during extended rainy periods, so they're sort of like treads on a tire.
Got it.
Are you slightly fascinated?
That's slightly interesting.
The list of women who pioneered in the field of investigative journalism, including Ida Tarbell, Ida Wells, Nellie Bly, include a Swede you've never heard of. This is from Friedrich.
I've never heard of any of those
Soderbergh.
Women.
You've never heard of
Ida Tarbell?
Yeah. The Flytrap. Funny, astute, intellectually voracious, and simultaneously self-absorbed.
I'm missing the point on this one.
Okay. Well.
Okay, move on.
I'll move on.
I'll check the archives.
Prior to the development of birth control, between 10 and 40% of babies born in Europe were essentially left to die.
And what percentage?
10 and 40%. Which is really kind of sad.
Kind of?
It's very sad. Let's see. London's infamous pea soup fogs were so bad that they sometimes reduced the visibility to almost nothing indoors. And that is from Thunder and Lightning, Weather Past, Present.
Is London fog as bad as it used to be? Or no?
I don't recall that it was, but I don't know specifically. I mean, I haven't read a lot about it recently. I know a lot of times there's fog in Germany on the Autobahn, and it causes huge pileups. For 700 years, the lingua franca of the Silk Road was a now-defunct language called Sogdian. There's a handful of obscure languages, and Sogdian was not one of them. It originated in Persia around 4th century BC, and it was a language of choice for travelers and traders along the Silk Road. It continued from the 8th to the 15th centuries. Today, it is the language of choice for precisely no one. Kind of sad, isn't it? And the last one, in 2013, 40% of the stoplights in the city of Detroit did not work.
Why is that?
Remember, they were bankrupt?
So in the city of Detroit, 40% of the stoplights didn't work. How is that possible? This is last year?
No, in 2013, 3 years ago. And it's from Nathan Bomey's book, Detroit Rescued to Bankruptcy and Backed. There are many grim facts in the book concerning about the bankruptcy of Detroit. In 2012, it took an average of 30 minutes for the city's police to respond to urgent calls because their ranks have been thinned by 40% over the years. 2013, half of Detroit 8th graders failed to achieve basic reading competency compared with 20% nationwide. Stoplights, some of them were stripped by thieves for copper, and some were victims of accidents and neglected infrastructure.
How did they get around the city?
Chaos and standstill. They didn't really.
For the whole year it was that way?
I guess for the better part of it.
All right, so those are the 10 facts that they learned. What did you learn in 2015? What are your highlights from 2015, Jennifer?
Oh, my gosh.
Think of a highlight. You have lots of them. Good.
I have one highlight. Well, I have two.
Well, you were made assistant director.
Named assistant library director. In 2014, the doctors thought I was pretty sick, and in 2015, he changed his mind.
That's great
news.
So
that was good. My garden was really good.
The gardens was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
See, this was a good year. Yeah. You can, it's going to build on that now.
How about you?
What were my highlights in 2015?
I mean, aside getting to spend 4 days of your week with me every week.
Yes, the radio show. I think my highlight was following American Pharoah, the Triple Crown
winner. Oh, that was
really
exciting
winner.
For you, yeah.
First Triple Crown winner in 37 years.
And then you got to see him at the...
Saw him in person at Monmouth Park.
In horse.
That was big. I don't know. I'm, like you said, I'm blessed, so I have so many things, so many highlights, vacations, and I won't go into the lowlights.
There were lowlights? Did I miss?
Yes. You're probably aware of a lot of them.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay, so we'll get back to some library news here. Quick look at your weather, though. 40 degrees outside right now with a high of 42 today. We'll slowly be going up through the weekend to where we hit 60 degrees on Sunday. That's the good news. The bad news is Sunday night it's going to start, or Saturday night it's going to start raining into Sunday. So 60 degrees and rain. And then temperatures plummet after the rainstorm back down to Monday, but only in the mid-30s, Jennifer. So for January,
I'll take it.
And actually skewing back up into the 40s for the weekend after this one. So this is the kind of January that's going to keep the snowblower in the garage.
Let's hope so. Real quick, the Bookmobile has had a slight change to their schedule. The church that we've parked at for over 20 years in Bloomsbury has gone up for sale, and we can't park there any longer. So we're looking for a new home in Bloomsbury, but in the meantime, we're going to be moving our Tuesday stop to Hampton. We used to stop there on Thursdays from 2 to 3:45, and now we'll be there outside of the school on Tuesdays from 2 to 3:45. So we are looking into a couple of places in Bloomsbury. I'm hoping to get some callbacks today for that, and we hope to have it back up and running in Bloomsbury.
Very good.
Is that something you can share with the class?
Yes, I have insulted our loyal listener, Kiko. I forgot to mention the Army-Navy game as one of the highlights of my 2015, which, of course, it was the tailgate of the year. So thanks again to Kiko for that. I don't know, we should make a list of, maybe for next year, keep a list of, my wife and I do something fun on New Year's Eve.
Can you share it, or
my,
is it?
I get my phone. Not that much fun. Okay, we get my phone out, and I take pictures all the year on my phone, and we just go through
oh,
the pictures
neat.
And kind of and you forget half the stuff you did.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun, little
fun.
Tradition. So I got to remember to like keep that up, take a lot of pictures of just whenever we go somewhere.
Well, and as you know, I got a camera for Christmas that was not attached to a phone.
Oh, yeah, so you need help learning how to use it.
I do. I've managed to get pictures from my camera to my laptop and then onto my flash drive.
Awesome.
So that's progress.
You're doing it. So what do you like to take pictures of?
Well, actually, I just took a picture of a stack of books. I needed it for a chat on Tuesday.
Your garden? But you could take pictures of your family.
We don't really do that.
Take pictures of something you like, and I'll draw it for you.
Really?
Yes. Something cool. One of my New Year's resolutions is to try to get back in my artwork a little bit more.
Okay. Shall we do the commercials and then come back with
yes.
whatever's in your hand?
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In 14 minutes, Jim Gano will be joining you with Taking Care of Business.
Right now, I want to tell you about you knitters. I completely combined those words, Jennifer. Knitters Unite, Jennifer, is a new program we have at the Hunterdon County Library going on until the end of this month. We're collecting hand-knit hats. Possibly he's in the wrong place. Hand-knit hats and scarves sized to fit adult men in a masculine or gender-neutral color palette. Both knit and crocheted items are welcomed. You may purchase yarn or donate yarn. Boy, I should have proofed this, Jennifer.
I did, but I sent you back the wrong
Please
one.
Mark yarn donation. So you can donate yarn if you want. So this is attention to anyone who knits out there, which apparently there's a lot of people who knit, Jennifer. Please mark both yarn donations and finished projects, either 100% wool, hand wash, or machine washable. So we're collecting finished hats and scarves. I thought this was going to be very readable. Jennifer, why don't you tell the audience what Knitters Unite is? Can you?
It's exactly what you said. We've organized knitters to knit scarves for veterans.
Anybody in the community that knits.
Knit or crochets. There's yarn downstairs. People have donated yarn.
If you need yarn, we have a table located on the lower level with yarn on it. Just take it and start knitting.
Right. For the hats and things. They're hung up all over the building right now. Not very well. Not well at all. My sister is a fabulous knitter. My mother is. Actually, both my sisters are. I think I'm too uptight to knit.
Why?
How can
you be too uptight to knit?
You know, I knit a vest one time. I'll wear it someday.
The end day for yarn donations is January 23rd, 2016. Knitters are welcome to arrange group knitting at any time in our Bookmark Cafe or anywhere in the lower level of the library, which they have done, Jennifer. The spaces do not have to be booked ahead of time. Those new to knitting or crocheting are encouraged to join a local knitting group for instruction. So, like I've mentioned, a plethora of people have taken to this task. And if you go in the library, we have all the hats and scarves on display on the staircase and on the upper level. Uh-huh. And these hats will be going to the Veterans Haven North Project. And what is Veterans Haven North, Jennifer?
It's up at Glen Gardner. It's the old sanitarium.
So this is a great community project
it is,
that I'm proud to, you know, I'm proud that the library has taken a part of. And we can thank Linda Sudepsky, Jennifer Winberry, and Cheryl Grotchian for spearheading this project with anyone else.
And Sabrina, the veterans coordinator for the county, will be distributing them. And they have a knitting group over at Social Service, I guess at the Senior Center, and they donated a couple dozen
hats
and scarves.
Thank you, of course, to all the knitters. So if you want more information, go to our webpage, htlibrary.us.
And if you go to our Facebook page.
And our Facebook page as well.
Has pictures of.
Like the Hunterdon County Library on Facebook for all this news that Jennifer and I talk about on the library
and
show.
And the archives will be there.
True. Including Read a Latte. So is Read a Latte a play on Read a Lot?
I believe it is.
Okay. And latte, of course, is some kind of beverage.
It is a steamed coffee beverage.
Our summer reading club was so popular for adults that Terry Edwards has decided to try an adult winter reading club, a novel idea. January 21st through March 31st, they'll have a kickoff event on Thursday. Is it Thursday? Yeah,
yes.
Thursday, January 1st.
21st.
January 21st. At 7 p.m., once again, January 21st at 7 p.m., is a kickoff event for the Adult Winter Reading Club at the Hunterdon County Library. If you want to reserve a spot, you can call 788-1434. You can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and get all the details as well. So this is Read a Latte.
We should post something about that on Facebook.
I believe I did send this to them.
Oh, it's not on there.
It's not on there yet? No, okay. There. I will double check with our Amy Jo as soon as possible.
Something I posted on Facebook, well, it didn't get posted till a little bit. I ran a list of all the top titles, circulating titles, for 2015 at the Hunterdon County Library, and I posted them.
Okay, and what were some of those titles? What was the top title circulated, Jennifer?
The Girl on the Train.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about again? I think you told me about this once. Did you go back in time or something?
No. A young woman is taking the train from London to her job, allegedly, or into London for her job, and she passes a development and a house and sees a couple, and then one day she doesn't see the wife, and she creates this whole scenario, but you don't know if you can trust her. Yes, this cannot be shared with the class.
Kiko thinks knitting is a little dated.
Oh, I disagree.
Kiko, those veterans need to stay warm. Kiko suggests a barn raising next. That was why I was snickering.
Well, you know, you've wanted that
Has there ever been an old-fashioned barn raising in Hunterdon County? There must have been.
Oh, I'm sure there was, but...
Okay, did I interrupt you? What other were some other top titles?
No, I don't know. I've logged out. I've lost interest. I'm more interested in the barn raising we're going to have.
Okay, let's just update some other January programs real quick before we have to leave you today. We have about 5 minutes left. A Night of Cello. I wish you spread this one because I can never get this pun right, Jennifer. A Night of Cello Steel Music with the Langman Men and Women. So Calvin, Justine, and Andrew Langman are all like savants musically, Jennifer. And they perform at the North County Branch Library. So if you'd like to hear them play. The program was put together by Calvin, one of the brothers, and they play chamber music like Beethoven, Bach, Britten, Chopin, Farr, and more. So be prepared for fun, fortes, and flotandos. Jennifer, this is Thursday, January 14th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. All of our programs are free and open to the public. If you want more information on any of our programs, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner.
And that evening at the headquarters library, we're going to welcome Kathy Rosa, a board certified and registered art therapist and yoga instructor working with teens at Carrier Clinics East Mountain Youth Lodge. And she's going to talk about relaxing in the new year. And this is for adults and children, teenagers. It doesn't have to be just children. Space is limited to 15 participants for each session. She will also be here on Thursday, February 11th. So sign up for one of those sessions.
Echo del Sur, if you've never heard these guys and women before, they've been at the Hunterdon County Library and North County Branch several times. It's Echoes of the South is what Echo del Sur means. They play music from the Andes, Jennifer. They're a group that was founded in 2000 with the idea to preserve the heritage and culture of different Latin American regions. The music of Echo del Sur includes a wide range of styles and rhythms influenced by pre-Columbian, Spanish, and African cultural heritages. So this is a group, a large group, probably 8 to 10 members.
There's
that play a lot of different instruments. If you've never heard them before, I highly suggest them. They actually can mimic the sound of a rainforest, which I always find fascinating. But they do so much more than that, Jennifer. So this is Echo del Sur, Wednesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library.
And on Thursday, January 21st at the North County Branch, we've had relaxation healing with singing bowls, and now we're going to have them with tuning forks. Sympathetic resonance influences the mind and body to relax and enjoy the sound of these pure tunes of the tuning forks. Led by Scott Hartley, you will feel great as you enjoy the music of the spheres with the healing sound of the platonic tuning fork.
And I mentioned the 2016 Winter Concert Series in North County Branch, kicking off with Rhonda Dene on January 9th. The other bands in this program, January 23rd, the Long Hill String Band. February 6th, David Podles. February 20th, Esther, who is a vocalist, Jennifer. And March 5th is the Late Night Kennel Club, which is a music and vocal group. So this is the Winter Concert Series at the North County Branch Library.
We mentioned the North County Branch Book Group at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The South County Branch Book Group also has one. South County Branch Library also has a book group. They will be reading Where'd You Go, Bernadette by Maria Semple for Tuesday, January 19th at 7:30. And the Headquarters Library has a very large book group on Friday mornings this month. It's Friday, January 29th at 10 p.m., and they will be reading The Road by Cormac McCarthy. And Jane invited me to their Christmas celebration, and she must have over 30 members in the group. It's really astonishing. The group has been together for a very long time. And they've read a lot of books together, and they get along and have a lot of really interesting discussions together.
And we got to go now, but we're remiss in not mentioning Maker's Day, which I talked about at the beginning of the show. We will talk about this first thing next week because it's a very important event and fun event we are having at the Hunter County Library. And I don't want to rush and talk about it, Jennifer. I really want to give you all the details because it is a great event. Okay. New Jersey Maker's Day, which is March 19th, 2016.
And Saturday, January 23rd, the South County Branch Library is having sort of an open house event. We've bought some coloring books, adult coloring books. So we're going to invite people to come in, stop, have some hot chocolate, and color a picture or two. And I hear that Jim Gonneau is out in the hallway. So happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
And Jennifer mentioned Danny Federici of Flemington. He was influenced by this program, Jennifer.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Traders are bracing for another brutal day on Wall Street. Stocks are sharply lowered at the open after Chinese markets plunged for a second day. The Shanghai Composite dropped 7% in less than half an hour before trading was halted for the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all down more than 1% in early trading. A group of upstate New York miners are safe after being trapped for more than 10 hours in an underground elevator. Emergency crews rescued the 17 men early today and brought them back to the surface from over 800 feet below ground. President Obama will discuss his new gun initiatives tonight. Obama will take part in a town hall meeting on CNN. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest said he hopes the event will kickstart a constructive national conversation about gun violence. French police are investigating an attack on a Paris police station today, 1 year after the mass killings at satirical tabloid Charlie Hebdo. Police say a man armed with a knife and wearing what they now believe was a fake suicide vest tried to enter a police station in northern Paris. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
The UN Secretary General is upset with North Korea's latest nuclear test.
The underground nuclear test announced by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is deeply troubling.
Ban Ki-moon condemned the testing, saying it is profoundly destabilizing for national security.
This test once again violates numerous Security Council resolutions, despite the united call by the international community to cease such activities.
North Korea says it tested a miniaturized hydrogen bomb. The U.S. and other Western powers have condemned the test, which Bon says violated numerous Security Council resolutions. Bon demanded North Korea cease any further nuclear activities and meet its obligations for verifiable denuclearization. I'm Melody Burkett.
Time Warner Cable says it's